Today is the best day in the history of ever. So let's talk about growth mindset and my lessons learned. My name is Alex Red and my life is nothing but an experiment. We're not going too deep into what is the growth mindset and the definition of the whole thing. There's super interesting and valuable books out there. I read one or two bestsellers in this area a few years back, so I cannot actually go into details as I have not reread the book just for this episode. I stumbled across the topic growth mindset in the book I'm reading right now. I was reflecting on my growth mindset and the experience of reading the book, and I was like, yeah, I understand it. The growth mindset, you have to be open for new things. You have to look forward. You have to be open for change opportunities. You have to think of what is possible and not think like, how can I secure where I am right now? And you think of, what can this person become if we work together well, and if I maybe coach them, help them, train them, give emotional support, whatever is needed, instead of just looking at a person, giving your judgment and say, it's not worth it, he's stupid, he's not doing the job, I fire that person. So that's, in short, what I remember about growth mindset. And now let's dive into one aspect of my life where I think I made a mistake. And even though I don't regret it, because I made this conscious decision and at the time it seemed totally logic to me that I do it, but I want to give you my lessons learned so you might avoid that kind of decision or even the same decision and move on faster, quicker, with more fun and enjoyment in your life. So what I'm talking about is not going backwards, not looking backwards. For me, growth meant always going forward, always looking into new opportunities, stepping out of my comfort zone. That's also what I did with my traveling. I constantly challenged myself to get out of my comfort zone. I'm like everybody else. I'm lazy, I'm procrastinating, and if I would allow me, I would always choose the comfort of the known, let's say that way. So I was thinking at the time, how can I avoid that I turn around and go back to what I already know and have instead of challenging myself with new stuff and new skills and new learning curves and new experiences? And what I came up with was that kind of stupid idea of whenever I leave a room, I close the door in a way that I cannot reopen it, which basically means, in a sense, that I would upset people. Is that the right word? Well, they normally say, you have to be friends with everybody because you meet more than once in life, and I can definitely sign the document. Most people I met more than once. But for me, it was like, see, if that person does not align with my values and beliefs today, I don't want to work with that person, not today and not tomorrow and not the next year. The mistake I made here, I totally forgot about the fact that, like I do, other people change as well. And at the time, I was not aware of the concept because I did not change much. Since I was very young, I wanted to be an entrepreneur and I wanted to have my own money and as much as possible so I can basically make my own decisions and no one could tell me, well, if you do this, you get the money. If you do it not, you don't get the money. So you cannot be forced to do something out of your value, belief, comfort zone, just for the sake of the money you need or you want. That was my thinking. And I was like, if other people think different and they're not performing, they're not moving, they don't want to win like I wanted to win, I have no use for them. They basically would just slow me down, hold me back, and be a drag in the whole journey. So for that reason, I said, we have different interests, so there's no point in being friends and hanging out together and sticking together and maybe give a nice goodbye because we might meet again in 5 years. I have not changed, and it came not to my mind that this person might change in the future and be more aligned with my values or what actually happened most of the time. I might change and be more aligned with that other person. So people change all the time. It might happen, like sometimes there's a significant event where your whole life breaks down or explodes in a positive way that you free yourself and you can all of a sudden see things you haven't seen before and you will do stuff you have never done before. So that instrument of closing doors so you cannot reopen it to force myself going forward and stepping out of my comfort zone did work quite well. I never went back in my life. So in that sense, it was a success. On the other hand, obviously I left a trail of burnt grass, let's say that way, behind me. It sounds more traumatic than it was, but in my mindset it was very clear, I'm not going back there, I don't like them, they don't like me, so we separate and it's all good, right? I just had to make this clear in my mind so I don't get this temptation of saying, well, it's uncomfy where I am right now, out of my comfort zone, let's just step back into that comfort zone, into the known area. And I'm sure I missed like plenty, probably hundreds of opportunities where I could team up and partner up with the people I met in my life before, since we are now better aligned with our goals and values and beliefs. So that's my lesson of life I wanted to share with you today. My question for you is, do you keep the door open or do you typically shut it in a way that it keeps closed? Today is not just the best day in the history of ever, it's also the first day of the rest of your life. So open new doors and keep the old ones open as well.